This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
He sees hair on his head and not on his shoulders, and that may be because he's really not looking close enough. Or he doesn't want to see what he's really seeing. And this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? About aging. And I really can't think of any topic where the issue of truth comes out so much and so organically as when you have to move. So we have a terrific show today. We're speaking with an expert on moving for seniors and what it really means to dismantle your house without dismantling your life. And we're also going to be speaking with Bob Blancato, and you know him because he has now been named the chairman of the American Society on Aging. He's just coming off a three-day intense conference in Washington, D.C., that has to do with aging, and it's really going to be the question of what are the themes of the future that we have to be looking at when it comes to our successful future. So, as you always know, you can go to generationboldradio.com. You can suggest guests, topics with us. Also, we have a beautiful, beautiful photo gallery filled with people from 60 to 100 and more and what they're doing in this world to make a contribution. And last but not least, please click on to the Ageism Police where we ferret out, and we'll be doing that today, ageist movies and advertising articles, politicians, and anybody else you could think of that should be outed for their ageism. We have some funny bits there and some very, very serious bits, and you're going to hear one very, very soon. But first, I want to say hello to Margaret Novick, and she is the founder and the president of the National Association of Senior Move Managers. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So let me start with the obvious. Tell us what a senior move manager is.
A senior move manager is a professional that works with older adults and or their families in times of transition. Usually we are helping people relocate to smaller quarters. Sometimes we're helping them declutter and stay in their own home. They want to be able to age in place but know that their current environment doesn't work the way it will need to work for them, or clutter has accumulated, or they want a different lifestyle. And sometimes we're contacted by family members for assistance who may live out of town and want someone who can almost act as the family helping their parents through this transition.
So one of the very interesting things that we were chatting about before the show was the fact that people have a hard time with the value, the actual monetary value of what they own. They seem to think it's more, and I would like to ask you, one, how you help them evaluate and how you help them get over maybe the pie-in-the-sky thoughts they have about the value of what they've been living with.
Those are tough topics. Most people imagine that the things that they have treasured in particular, things like Yadros or Hummels or fancy dishes, have a lot of value. First, they think that their children will want them. That usually doesn't happen. And then they think that these are able to be sold for a good price. And in today's market, people are not buying a lot of the collectibles that were once deemed the treasures of many people. So we have articles that from Huffington Post and other authorities that discuss what's going on in today's market. We may show them what things are valued at eBay, and then they can make decisions of, do they want to try to sell it or do they just want to donate it? And that there are many, many people who opt for donation.
Now, let me ask you about this.
But there is no magic wand that makes people not disappointed.
So
it is hard to think that something you thought was a treasure is not valued today.
To the next guy. Yeah, and as you said, it's very hard to believe that your kids don't want it. But I think we're getting there. I think we're all realizing that our children don't want it because as baby boomers, we didn't want our parents' stuff. I remember giving to a friend of mine a set of Victorian furniture, and it belonged to my aunt. And she called me. She was a very honest person and a friend. And she said, I had this evaluated. It's very, very valuable. Now, remember, this was the 1960s. I said, you know what?
Right.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I didn't want the money. I didn't want the burden. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to see a carved bird on the hand of a chair. I had no interest. And, you know, maybe years later, as a mature person, I regret my giving up my inheritance. But I get it. And I believe my kids are not going to want what I have. Yeah.
I think today's generations are more willing to be direct with their family members about not wanting things.
I remember
when I inherited a etched crystal service for 50. It was service for 10, 5 pieces of crystal for each place setting. I inherited it after my mother died, and my grandmother was still alive. And when she found out that I sold it at auction, she was irate. So it was something that I inherited that theoretically was mine. But when we accepted things from our parents, we often were accepting gifts with strings.
Yeah, I mean, the idea...
Because we weren't really free to do whatever we wanted to do with them.
Yeah, I mean, heirloom is such an old word, but I want to ask you, I was speaking with Margaret Novick, and she is the founding president of the National Association of Senior Move Managers, people who help you move. If you're somebody changing your lifestyle, downsizing, helping an older parent move and becoming a member of the family, particularly if the other members of the family live in another state. So this is a group of people that are really close to you for a period of time in your life. So I want to go the other way, since money is an issue. Oh, you know, we see these things like the road show where people have items that they don't think are valuable, that are valuable. Are you able to detect or help people look up or find experts if they may have something that's valuable?
We have resources, but I believe that most people who are focusing on the value they may get from collectibles are missing the strategic issue of where the real opportunity to make money is.
Okay.
The opportunity to make money is not in selling a half dozen things that you think are collectibles. The opportunity to make money is in getting your house ready to go on the market. Because there are many people who would rather focus on the fate of collectibles than deal with their closets, decluttering, getting their house positioned to sell. And that's where the difference of decluttering can make $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 in what their house sells for. Strategically, that's the business decision that people should be focusing on where they have the real opportunity to make money. How do I sell a sugar bowl?
Right, so staging is part of this, and my question, again, that we discussed before. You talked about the overwhelming, these were your words, it's overwhelming to make many decisions. That is so right on. How does a move manager help people make these infinite numbers of decisions?
That's a question we are asked all the time. How do we help them make the decisions? And the answer is we're not making the decisions, our clients are. But we do provide a structure and a process. And we are not the family member. We are not going to be judging them. We will give realistic statements about what we think will fit, how much decluttering is going to be required to maximize the house's marketability. We're not telling them what they can or can't take. So we are letting the clients be in control, and that's a huge part of the decision-making process because so often with family members, there's a war of wills. And we've seen clients sort of put a line in the sand saying no more. And what that is also about is I'm not going to be parented by my children and told what I can and can't do by my children. And move managers work for the client. So we are there to provide assistance in accomplishing a goal and being more effective. But we're not there to give them orders.
And I do think that the fact that you are an objective observer, that you're not a family member, probably does help in the decision-making. In some way, on some psychological level, it's soothing. I think it's more soothing to have a professional helping you do this a little bit more objectively and saying, hey, you know, you're never going to fit this into the next place, but you're going to get a nice tax deduction. Whereas for a child, it's so bound up with so many kinds of emotions. And
that's right.
That it's very, very hard not to
The control issue is also huge. And I mentioned parents not wanting their kids to tell them what to do. When there are a lot of moves that are made under very good circumstances, but there are also a lot of moves to smaller quarters that are not made under good circumstances.
Right.
It's made because a spouse passed away or because health has been declining. So in addition to the stress of moving, which for anyone of any age is right up there with death and divorce,
right,
we have a number of stressors that our clients have been dealing with. They are moving from a house of 30, 40, or 50 years. They might have had health crises. They have a lot going on, which just adds to their stress. And the stress, in turn, makes it harder to make decisions. So it really starts to feel
like a
circle.
22. We're going to take a little bit of a break now. And when we come back, we'll talk about the process, what the process is all about,
the process
how
is
it's really
people,
done. And we'll take a little bit of a break now, and then we're going to talk about that process.
You may think that I'm full
and you think about it. What would you give away? How would you feel if you
downside?
We'll be back in just a moment.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And we are inappropriate for our age. We're out there, we're loud, and we're proud. And we have a little bit of ageism going on these days because of our popularity. Have you noticed that there are more and more movies around that deal with older age? In fact, 45 Years was one of the more famous ones at the Academy Awards this year, and it was 45 years, stood for a 45-year marriage. So we're getting more and more people who are playing their age, and some of them are just amazing. The performances are fearless. So one that I would like to talk about for just a moment and put into the archives of our ageism police is Doris. Now, you know that Sally Fields played Doris, and if you didn't see it, you should. It's an amazingly happy movie about a quirky person of a certain age who falls in love with a younger man, and it's totally unrequited. She does a fantastic performance, and my only reason that I have to give this an 8 and not a 10, because 10 is the best for the view of what older means, is that he had no interest in her at all. Don't you be surprised, folks. There's plenty of May-December romances out there where the December is the woman. But in this case, they made it seem impossible that he could possibly go for her. And you know what? That ain't the truth. So I'm not giving it a 10. I'm giving it an 8. On the other hand, I'm giving a 10 to The Lady in the Van, one of the most heartbreaking movies and yet inspirational about aging, and this is the case of somebody who's aging and homeless. And if you live in the city of New York, Chicago, L.A., places where you do see older people who are homeless, and you wonder, how could they have made it? Well, I want you to know that you're looking at a very good story. Whoever you're looking at, if they're older and they are homeless, although it's heartbreaking, boy, the story behind that is probably movie worthy. The Lady in the Van. All right, now we're going to speak with Margaret Novick because she touches a nerve. She's the founding president of the National Association of Senior Move Managers, something that you may be using in your own life or in the life of your parents. But Margaret, before we talk, tell everybody where to find your organization.
To find Senior Move Managers near you, go to www.NASM, that's N as in Nancy, A as in Albert, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, M as in Mary.com. So that's NASM.com, NASMM. And right at the top of the homepage will be Find a Senior Move Manager. You can put in a zip code or you can click on a state and get qualified NASM members.
So now once you've done that, the process could begin. If you decide that, yes, this is the person for my family to work with, what happens exactly?
Well, you would call a senior move manager, and we would come out and visit with you. That visit usually is without fee or obligation, and it's usually at least an hour long. Our job is to talk with you, to get a sense of your living situation, to find out what your priorities are.
Someone may be calling us because their house now has an agreement of sale and they want to move in 8 weeks and need a plan of how to make it happen. They might need help with organizing and downsizing. We could help them with the floor plan. We would pack everything up, schedule movers, and unpack and put everything away. Someone might be calling us because they need help to get their house on the market, and they're 6 months from moving, but they know that they need to declutter to maximize the value of their home. So we don't. We have a menu of services, and what we do is somewhat related to where someone is in the timeline of their move plan.
Yes.
We are professional packers and unpackers. We are not movers, but all of us work with insured licensed movers. And we can, although we don't have a financial relationship with these movers, we give them a lot of business, so they have a very good incentive to provide very good service for our clients.
Right. So then the cost depends on the menu of services that they might
need. That's correct.
From you.
And
okay.
No one used a move manager before because the whole industry didn't exist before 2002. Some of us, I started in 1996. I wasn't even sure what to call myself.
Sure, it was a wonderful niche.
It is a great niche. And I, in fact, in 1999, applied for the American Society on Aging Business Forum on Aging Award and was named Business of the Year. And they said, you are at the forefront of what will be an entire industry.
Yes,
NASA hadn't even been dreamt up yet. That didn't come for 3 years later. But this now has, NASA has 1,000 members, and there are people located throughout the country, in Canada, in fact, in Australia, in Europe, because aging is global. And,
now,
and
you know,
the need for help when you're moving is universal.
Yeah, no, I actually remember. And I remember the beginning of this, and it might have been you just trying to explain people what is it. And now I think it's much more accepted. Now the other part of this is storage. There's so many little bits and pieces of this that you bring together. People don't want to get rid of something, but they don't want to bring it into the new place just as yet. Maybe they don't even have a new place yet. It's being built. Do you take care of resources like storage resources as well as the movers?
Yes, we do. Move managers have an array of trusted resources that we can provide to clients. Most people that we work with do not end up putting a lot into storage. The happiest storage scenario, I think, is when somebody sells their house at a great price more quickly than they anticipated. And while people would say, oh, my God, I'll need to move twice, most of what they have stays in storage, and not having to worry about your house selling is not a horrible thing. So there are some people who put things in storage. It is an ongoing expense. But I also, when I am dealing with, let's say, adult children who say, no, Mom, you're not putting anything into storage, I may say, your mom has done the best she could with downsizing. She got ill this last month and hasn't been able to continue. There's a bunch of things that haven't been sorted. It's not a crime to put something in storage for a few months. It's not a great financial decision. But it's not like hitting someone in your car and leaving the scene of an accident. It's not a venial sin. It's simply not a good financial decision. But sometimes the right decision is the one the client can handle and deal with it later when they have more resources.
Yeah,
so I am a big believer in plan B is sometimes the best plan.
You know, what you do is such a combination of the practical and the emotionally sensitive that it really is amazing that there are 1,000 people, 1,000 companies, probably more than 1,000 people, that are entering this business because it's not an easy one emotionally for them, I would imagine. For the managers themselves, I'm sure they take home some of these aches with them every single day. So these are sensitive.
I think that more than something sadness, we take home a lot of inspiration. Our clients are amazingly resilient. Many of them have been through incredible lives. They've sometimes have been through dramatic losses. And we hear stories of lives that sometimes just leave us breathless, as well as their
their courage and determination.
We're going to take a little bit of a break now, Margaret, and we're going to say goodbye for now, but not forever. This is the National Association of Senior Group Managers, an incredible service. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
You may think that
Biz Talk Radio.
And this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, and this is the Fountain of Truth. And we will soon have with us the chairman of the American Society on Aging, Bob Blancato, to talk about what are the real missions of the ASA. What do we really want to look at for our own successful aging? There's so much fluff and hype going on that 60 is the new 30, and more money is spent on cosmetology and surgeries than ever before. The anti-aging medicine has really nothing to do with medicine. It has to do with a really good facelift. But there are some very, very special and important messages coming out of the ASA that can make a real transformation in our futures. And Bob is going to tell us about that. And I just want to carry on for 1 second. We did our ageism police, which we do every single show. And this particular time, we outed Doris and Lady in the Van and gave them pretty good reviews when it comes to the media and movies portraying people who are a little older. But watch for it. Watch for it. Very, very soon, you're going to see something entirely different. You're going to see the cartoons where the little kids are watching and getting images of aging improve. Many cartoons do never show an older adult in any aspect, even an older adult animal in any aspect. But you're going to see that change, and that's going to make the real sea change when people begin to see getting older from the time that they are small as a benefit and not as a deficit, so that people could be growing up less ageist. And the only way to do that is to start early and start often. I'm personally waiting for the postmenopausal Bobby doll, but that may happen. We'll say hello now to Bob Blancato, who is the chairman of the American Society on Aging. Thank you for being on the show again, Bob.
Thank you, Adrian, and congratulations to you on that work on combating ageism. And that is,
yeah,
since you talked about what it is that we are spending time on with the American Society on Aging, that is one of the topics. You know, we have said, in fact, I wrote in one of our Generations, which is our quarterly journal, that, you know, not everybody can be a victim of sexism. Not everybody can be a victim of racism. But virtually everybody can be a victim of ageism. And we spend the least amount of time focusing our attention on that issue. And I give you tremendous credit for doing your part. I think we need a national conversation on the subject. We did a focus group at our conference with a group called Frameworks, which is doing new work in reframing the conversation around aging. And we're hopeful that a combination of different things will lead us to a more positive assessment of getting older in this country.
So you know that the real mission of this show, the Fountain of Truth, is to combat ageism. That is the essential mission. And
it is,
what
always
we take
was, right?
On, yeah, always was. What we take on is the media, the advertising, the movies, the way we're portrayed in a variety of things, or in the way that we're left out. Sometimes ageism is conspicuous for its absence, as opposed to anything negative when it is portrayed. So we just don't exist. I just did an article, which we'll put on the blog, called My Friend's Hat. And it was about the fact that generally when I walk in the street, I'm invisible. But my friend wore a certain hat, and what visibility meant to us just in the moment-to-moment walking in the streets of Manhattan. It was a very interesting feeling that I never realized that I all of a sudden was invisible until I became visible. And that happened over time, and it happened because I'm an older woman instead of a younger woman. So it's so organic with us that sometimes we even have ageism against ourselves. But tell everybody, what the ASA is, because it's such a professional organization that the consumer may not know it exists. Let's hear about it.
Right. Well, you know, at a time when the American society is aging, you know, we are the only American society on aging, and our purpose is to be an essential resource to cultivate leadership, advance knowledge, and strengthen the skills of people who work with or on behalf of older adults. And, you know, we want to use that our forum, our education products, our training products, our conference as a means of advancing important issues in the field of aging, but also, you know, giving people who are in this field an opportunity to advance, while at the same time, you know, being advocates for important policy changes that need to happen to improve the lives of older people in this country. And if you looked at what we focused on in our conference this year, just a few weeks back, we covered things like the future for community-based services for older adults and their families as we see managed care coming into our communities and changing the landscape, unleashing the $8 trillion longevity bonus in this country, in other words, the growing aging of our population and, you know, the productive use of people's time, volunteer time, continuing to work and what that can contribute to our economy, discussing aging and its financial implications and planning for housing, which is an important issue. We did a lot of work on the area of poverty. We see an increase in the amount of older people falling into poverty, which is a great concern. And then probably the most moving program we did at our conference this year was at the very end of the program. It was a session on aging and resilience, the lived experience of three Holocaust survivors who gave remarkable, remarkable stories about not only surviving the Holocaust, but now, you know, trying to work through challenges associated with aging, but doing it in a positive way. And it was really a remarkable presentation.
You know, the issues of aging are so myriad that it's almost impossible to say that it's under one umbrella. The ASA does a pretty good job. And what I would like the listeners to know is this. If you go to a senior center, if you have a community-based health facility, if you go into a gym that caters to people who are the mature, probably one of the professionals that's working with you one-on-one has been influenced by something that the ASA did. Either one of their programs, or they went to a conference, or they heard a lecture, or they did something online, or they met a friend. So you have no idea that this is an under-the-radar organization for the consumer. It's top of mind to any professional in the field. But you have no idea how much this organization influences you. Plus, Bob Lancato is an advocate. In his private life, he runs one of the most important lobbying groups and consulting groups in Washington, D.C., that deals with aging. So I'm pretty sure that as Chairman Bob, you're going to bring some of those skills to advocacy. If you could wave the magic wand, the Blancato wand, and say, this is what I would like to accomplish, this is the change I'd like to see, what would it be?
Wow. If I could wave the magic wand. Well, I think, first of all, I'm going to go back to an earlier point that you made. I do want to make ASA more relevant to not only the people who work in the field, but consumers as well. And if a professional can benefit from our education programs, then so should consumers, and we should be more consumer-generated in our work. But I think if I could wave the magic wand, it would probably be somewhere between having us make a much more concerted effort to fight poverty among older people, which is really a failure of society if we let the oldest of our citizens and most vulnerable endure things like poverty and economic insecurity. And the other thing is, I want us to lead the national conversation against ageism. And I think we're in a unique position to do so. And I think we should rally the cause, because for me it would be a personal interest, because almost 40 years ago now, when I worked for the House Committee on Aging, for a gentleman named Claude Pepper, who was a tremendous advocate for older people, his number one issue when he started as chairman of the committee was to end mandatory retirement in this country, which we had back then at 65. And his simple message was, it should be about ability and not age that determines how long people can work. And he led an effort that led to the law being changed, raising the age to 70 and getting rid of it for most people forms of employment in this country. And, you know, there's nothing that says we can't go back and have those same conversations now, make changes in the laws when we need to. But in general, just, you know, see what we can do. And I think the end of the day, to make things even more topical, because another area, of course, that got a lot of attention at our conference was this presidential election.
You bet.
Which is filled with all kinds of interesting components, as you know. I mean, let's start with the fact that the three of the main candidates are also the three oldest candidates.
That's
you know,
right.
Senator Sanders at 74, and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both approaching 70. The oldest candidate is getting the youngest vote.
Right.
But none of the candidates, in my judgment, yet have sufficiently addressed the issues of older Americans,
so
who are the most.
We're going to take a little bit of a break, Bob. We have to do that, but I will tell you that not one word has been spoken about the older American in this campaign. We'll be back in a minute, and we're going to continue that conversation, Bob, because I think it's on everyone's mind. Generation Bold, don't go away.
And I freely admit.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976.
That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
You may think that
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, when is too old to run for president? Bob Lancato, who is one of the most fearless guys I know, brought up on his own, without being asked, the political election, the presidential election. And Bob Lancato is the chairman of the American Society on Aging, and he is stepping where most men fear to tread, discussing the candidates. And he began at the end of our last segment talking about the fact that there's no spring chickens running for office. So continue, Bob, with what you were saying.
Well, the it's fascinating that of the major candidates, you know, the three oldest ones are doing as well as any, meaning Senator Sanders at 74 and Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump, who are approaching 70. But the need is to recognize the issues of the older voter, who are going to have a huge impact on who steps into the Oval Office on January 20th of 2017. The older voter will go from 16% of the voting population in 2012 to 23% in 2016. So that's a huge jump. And, you know, they need to have their issues on the forefront for both and all the candidates. And so far, you know, with very limited exceptions, that has not been the case. I've heard Donald Trump talk about not fooling around with Social Security, you know, and Secretary Clinton has talked about a family caregiver tax credit, which is a critically important thing. And Senator Sanders, you know, has brought the economic inequality issue to a intergenerational focus, meaning an older people would be, you know, are affected by it as well. But there needs to be a concentrated effort, a platform, if you will, that can, you know, appeal to people 60 years and above, who can see who it is that's going to, you know, have the vision to address their issues, recognizing the fact that an older voter, you know, cares about issues pertaining to their programs, but also care about issues that affect their children and their grandchildren. So a perfect example of that is Social Security, which is not only our largest program for older adults, it's the largest children's program we have in this
country.
That's
correct.
So strengthening Social Security has huge implications, and somebody needs to be looking at that now, okay? The program is not in crisis, but that's the time when you start thinking ahead about how do you strengthen it for the next generation. And, you know, looking for that vision is going to be very important coming into the general election once we get there.
And there's a couple of things here. I just recently did an article on Social Security for a financial publication, and I went back on YouTube and to listen to FDR when he put Social Security into law. It was fascinating because what he said was, this is going to cover 30 million people. Meanwhile, we have 78 million baby boomers. But what he said was, this is a program for children and people who are unemployed and the aged. So we don't see Social Security as broadly as it really impacts us. And we've got allies here across the generation in strengthening Social Security. But what you say is very interesting. Looking at ageism and the media, I'm fascinated by the fact, and I'm trying to chronicle this, that Bernie Sanders, they do talk about his age. Mm-hmm. Trump and Clinton.
But Hillary Clinton.
Because they don't, and they're not that far apart in age. And
no,
we have, there's so many studies that say, when are we old? And apparently, it's still, even for the media, who looks old? We still have that thing going that you're not old until you look it, no matter what you are inside and what your chronology is. So we can also take a look at what the media is doing to these candidates just from that point of view.
Well, let me just say this, Adrian. The thing about the media that I find most disturbing is that in all the opportunities they have in these town halls and these televised debates and these huge opportunities, you know, that draw millions of people, they never ask a question that pertains to older people.
That's true.
And one would say that there's your opportunity because, you know, what you need in a campaign, you know, is have those questions raised at the ground level so that, you know, the media, particularly if someone doesn't answer it correctly, and we've seen what's happened to candidates when they give the wrong answer, or they give that deer in the headlight look or something, and next thing you know, the media focuses on that issue because they want to know more about it. And we need to stress that. I know AARP is doing that, actually. AARP is pressuring the networks and the moderators of debates in the future to have these issues come forward.
We used to say, Bob, that Social Security was the third rail of politics because older adults vote and are seen as a very strong block. Do you think that they're courting us as much as they did in the past?
Well, you've got a situation now where in the last three national elections, 2010, 2012, and 2014, including one presidential election, the older voter flipped to the Republicans in a significant way for two reasons. One is the Affordable Care Act and the misperception that was put out that the Affordable Care Act was going to cut into Medicare and make it weaker. And in fact, after 6 years, what it's done is actually made Medicare stronger by making reforms and strengthening the solvency of the program. The other issue, as sad as it is to say, was the fact that Barack Obama was at the top of the ticket. And, you know, there are still bastions of people, older voters, who just would never accept that fact. So now in 2016, you don't have Obama at the head of the ticket, and the Affordable Care Act is not as toxic an issue as it relates to older voters as it was before. So now this big block of voters are in play again. And so then it becomes incumbent on particularly the Democrats to do the thing that will motivate these voters to flip back over to them. So if the Democrats cut in any significant way to the Republican lead among older voters, that's their ticket to victory. And if the Republicans hang on to their margin with older voters, then that could be their ticket to victory. So they become hugely important, and the question will be, you know, who's going to be most aggressive in addressing their issues and who's going to get them most motivated to vote for them.
I also think that there's a very big missing. Unfortunately, we're getting to the end of the show. Leslie Stahl, CBS, wrote a book about being a grandmother. It's just out. And what she said was it was organic, scientific. The molecules of her body changed. And she became passionate again in life about family. We forget that how much we care about the environment and how much we care about safety in the future, not in our own lives, in the lives of our grandkids, and that is never addressed. They never make that connection that those issues are our issues too. So I hope
people will start listening.
So, Bob, I thank you so much for being with us. We're going to do more and more of this and get your mission out right on our blog and the wonderful work, and congratulations on the chairmanship.
Thank you, Adrian. Nice to be back with you.
It's wonderful. And we'll be back, of course, next week, but right now you know what I'm going to say. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
For our age. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.